Over the last year, the small two-house compound in Old Town Key West where John Martini lives has been robbed at least 4 times.
We've kind of lost count, as a matter of fact. The first time or two, maybe he hit us and we didn't even know, because he only stole cash. And he stole it out of our wallets and put our wallet back.
Once Martini realized they were being robbed, he installed locks on his doors, something he hadn't done since he moved in 1978. When the compound was robbed again, they installed a security camera system. When they were robbed the third time they were sure about, the bandit eluded the cameras. But the fourth time, he was caught on camera.
It was like a Looney Tunes cartoon from the 50s. He tiptoed right past where the dogs were sleeping, looking to the right and looking to the left, kind of in a crouch. Very, very carefully, you could see. He was really kind of enjoying it. It was almost theatrical.
On the video, you can see the robber pull on a pair of gloves, pull out a red flashlight, then go in. Inside the house, the burglar was confronted by one of the residents. And then the robber fled, chased by dogs. He leapt over a 4-foot fence on camera, then a 6-foot fence off camera, and disappeared into the night. Martini posted a photo on Facebook, and people came out of the woodwork. Many other neighbors had been robbed too. Most lived within 2 blocks of Key West Cemetery. They started calling him the Graveyard Thief. He liked cash and Apple products. He stole a Kindle once, but that might have been an accident. No one had ever been hurt, and every time the thief was confronted, he ran. It became a thing. Some neighbors felt insulted that they hadn't been robbed. As it happens, the theme of this year's Key West Literary Seminar, crime writing.
I'm going to read you a short story that I began yesterday here in Key West.
Alexander McCall Smith is the author of the #1 Ladies Detective Agency and about 40 other books. He took an immediate interest in the graveyard thief.
Just as a whole cohort of crime writers was coming into town, the community was suffering from a bout of highly unusual burglaries.
He wrote an entire short story based on the graveyard thief.
He answered all my questions in a very patient way. I said to him, "It's interesting that these burglaries are taking place down near the cemetery. What do you think that tells us?" "It's the folks who live down there," said the chief. "They don't lock their doors as much as they should. Some of them haven't even got doors."
With all these crime writers in town, what did they think was going on with the graveyard thief?
He must be enjoying the nickname. He must be enjoying being known for these certain things.
Gillian Flynn wrote the blockbuster novel and soon-to-be movie Gone Girl.
He's going to keep doing it, but I wouldn't be surprised if sooner or later he can't resist and he has to do something that gives some sort of clue.
The main thing that strikes me as I think about this is there's a compulsive aspect to what the person is doing. I think this is bigger than the items being stolen.
Laura Lippman is the author of 20 books, including After I'm Gone.
There's something ritualistic about it. There may even be a sexual component to it.
James W. Hall writes a series of thrillers based in Key Largo, and he thinks the motivation could be research.
Jimmy Buffett lives in the neighborhood. Given the fact that he's a songwriter and sometimes a novelist and kind of a mystery writer, that I'm thinking it might be our Margaritaville guy.
Mr. Hall would like Mr. Buffett's attorneys to know the previous statement is sheer satire. And Attica Locke, author of The Cutting Season, thinks the graveyard thief hasn't been caught yet because of tourism.
My theory is that the police are letting this happen in order to further the mystique of quirky Key West. How do you not catch the guy? Come on.
Recently, Key West police offered a $5,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the graveyard thief. I'm Mark Hedden in Key West.